the book Hebrews, part 193. I'm Professor Hannes Retinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahwashua, South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require maybe one of my books, especially the book What is Your God's Name, which is also the handbook that I'm using, which I've written for the study What is Your God's Name, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's a plus 27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Or you can just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. Hallelujah. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications, in order to know what we are preaching and teaching about. It's very important to share this link with your friends, families. Please have a Bible ready, a notepad and a pen. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Now today, 1, 2, 3, is the 20, well, we are, let me just make sure, the 24th, which is Wednesday, of course, yes. I just need to have everything right, I don't want to give the wrong. So, for today is the 24th, yesterday has gone by, nothing has happened with the 2023-24th rapture, 2025, hasn't occurred, so we'll see today. Let's give them their time and see what happens. You know, the word says, "Have fast no man that he cannot should lie, should he say something and not make it true." I just want to say it's also very important to maybe look at the book, What is Your God's, the revelation of the book Revelation. A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick. In that book, I deal with all the graphs to explain to you why can't the rapture have happened now in 2025. All right, we're going to start with chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. Now, we have come quite a long way up till here. It is so important that we should study the scripture slowly. Let's not just rush through it. Just to get to the next chapter, it's important to understand every word and every letter, because every verse, letter and word has a specific meaning. It's not just there by accident. There's a purpose in it. And we need to discover that revelation purpose. Hallelujah. Revelation, Hebrews 10, verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come. For the law, the 613 laws of Moses. Having a shadow. It was only a shadow. That's why it was made redundant. Because there's no use living in a shadow. You need to have it in full. A shadow is just, it's not the whole image. It's just the outer perimeters that you can see. But you can't actually feel the inside of it and partake of that which is on the inside. It's a shadow. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things. like I just said now. If I walk past a light, it can throw a shadow. My outer perimeters. But first of all, seeing a shadow, you can't see what color is my eyes. You can't see what's the color of my hair. You can't see what color is the clothes that I'm wearing. Why? Because it's a shadow. And the shadow is something that's dark. You seldom than ever that you will get a white shadow. Everything is always a shadow is dark. But it gives us some perspective of the shape. I can't come and say, I know the shadow. I fell in love with the shadow. You can't. I can say, I know him or her, whose shadow that is. And I fell in love with her or him, who is causing the shadow to be there. You understand? So the tabernacle and the Old Testament was a shadow of that which was in heaven that had to be exposed in order to understand the real supernatural phenomenon about everything. The power to understand the Creator, to understand what is in heaven, the throne, the 24 elders, the 24 the four beasts, the angels, the seraphs. We know of, we know by way of shadow. We don't know in full. For the law having a shadow of good things to come, it was meant to be something good. And not the very image of this thing, as I explained now. Can never with these, those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the commerce thereunto, thereto perfect. With other words, the continuous offering for more than 1,000 years. Offering the blood of the animals. That was a shadow of the real Lamb of Yahweh Almighty. Who was he to be? His son, Yahushua. All this blood that was shed for more than 1,000 years, which was meant to be for the atonement of the sins of Israel, which they never appreciate. They didn't appreciate it. Why not? Because it only became a ritual, a yearly ritual. It's like going to a picnic. They will go there and enjoy themselves, and the high priest will be on the inside of the holiest, of most holiest, be in conversation with Yahweh. He will come out and lift his hand and say, your sins are forgiven. They will go home, but there will be no remorse. Why? Because next year there's going to be a picnic again. You understand? But this was all part of a shadow. Speaking in the future. Speaking about he that would have come, become the Redeemer for the nation of Israel. But the Bible said, they accept him not. He's not our Messiah. He's not our Redeemer. He's not our Savior. Crucify him. Crucify him. Let his blood be upon us and our children and our children's children. And that's why Israel is going through the great tribulation. For the law having a shadow of good things to come. Now, talking about the great tribulation, today is the 24th, so it is to be the final day of the rapture, which was promoted by Dani Buerta and the gospel singer, he's a gospel singer, and a lot, most Orthodox Jews and Messianic people all over the world, they claim the same prediction. Can't happen. As I said last week, it cannot happen. Because the final covenant hasn't been made. Daniel 9:27. Daniel 12:11. Daniel 12:12. And that's why I said that book, the two keys to the book of Revelation, it's so important. It's 35 years of my life in that book. There's graphs that you can just open it, and there's a index where you can just scroll through, and you can sit and just study the scriptures. Everything is there. It has been defined. You can just sit and just study the word, letter for letter. You don't need to believe me. Take the Bible, study the word in the Bible. See what I say. Study it with the word. If I'm wrong, let me know I'm wrong. But give me the right scriptures. Don't tell me you're wrong. You give me the right scriptures to prove that I'm wrong. And then I will admit that I'm wrong. And I will rectify it. So today is the final day. By tomorrow this time, everything must have happened what has happened. Then we will be in the great tribulation. If all these false prophets are right. They can't be right. This is not the first time that people have tried to predict a time. And yes, then pastors and Reverend says, yes, the Bible says nobody knows the day and the time and the hour. Yes, not even the angels. The bride knows the day, the hour, even the minute it will happen. If we can just study the word. That's why I say, the two keys to the book of Revelation is so important. I don't try to promote my books. But the equivalent of that is not available in the world. I promise you it. 35 years, well, in total it's 58 years, but 35 years of that 58 years has gone into that book. That one book. So it's a shadow. We understand that there's a shadow of the good things, the ever eternal things that is to come. And not of every image of, and not the very image of the things. Can never with those sacrifices which I offered year by year continually made the comers thereto perfect. Those that offer, it could not become perfect for them. Because they did not have grace. Yes, the high priest said, your sins are your forgiven. But there was no remorse. Absolute no remorse from the Israelites. That says we will repent. There was no desire for repentance, turning around from their sinful ways. They just continued in their sinful ways. Why? Because they knew next year we'll have a second chance. And if we die in the meantime, so what? We're under the law. That's how they thought it would work. Verse 2, for then would they not, I say, for then would they not have ceased to offer. For then would they not have ceased to offer. Because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more consciences of sins. Listen what the word says. They live as if they had no consciousness. For them Would they not? Israel is they. For then would they, Israel, not have ceased to be offered. Because that the worshippers, once first should have had no more consciousness of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. There's a remembrance, a continuation, a remembrance of sins yearly. And this is what caused Yahweh to bring his son Yahushua to earth to become the final sacrifice for the sin of men. Now tomorrow morning I'm just going to stop. I'm going to stop now with verse 3, and tomorrow morning we're just going to continue with it for a couple of time, a little bit of time. Till tomorrow morning, it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.